This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 122, Pandalicious Goes Pod Crashing. Electric Sisterhood, home of the fucking best podcast for gaming, anime, and manga related news, not to mention just your random bits of geekdom. I'm your host, Pandalicious, and this is a special episode of ESH that's all about, yes, you guessed it, me! Be sure to check us out at electricsisterhood.com, where we talk about the latest and greatest in video games, gadgets, anime, manga, or anything that we just feel like. We've made it very easy for you to get to us. You could just go to what I like to call, you know, my little humdinger, esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The shorter address will bounce it to the long one. And remember that ESH is now part of the All Games Radio Network, where you can listen to shows that are going on at allgames.com, like, you guessed it, Esh. And places like Super Happy Fun Time Show, Evil Avatar, Dead Pixel Live, you name it. There's a whole bunch, there's a plethora for you to choose from. Our show appears there, though, every Monday night at about 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. But if you're on the Pacific Time, that's about 6:30. Just go to allgames.com and check us out. Speaking about All Games, that's what the subject of this week's show is. I've been spending the last few months crashing other podcasts on the All Games Radio Network, such as my debut on Super Happy Fun Time Show. I also did a little bit of an appearance on Ultimate Quest, and have kind of made another podcast a place that I like to visit on the local, DPL, or Dead Pixel Live. Excuse me. I am human. If you haven't been listening to these shows, there's a lot of panda goodness that you're missing out on. Please believe me. You probably want to listen to these because they're kind of like the it thing to know. They're like Starbucks coffee. You kind of have to have the cup because it's a symbol. Knowing this trivia about me is like the in thing with most people nowadays. So as much as I don't want to say it, go check it out. Or rather yet, you don't even have to go back to all these other episodes because we have gone to the liberty. We've gone through the painstaking ordeals of re-listening to all these shows to put them in a nice little clip show just for you. So sit back and relax while I go pod crashing.
Dead Pixel Live, July 28th, 2008.
Pandalicious says she just realized that Derek is such a grumpy rain cloud.
I don't like Pandalicious.
Hey!
I never liked Pandalicious. Hmm? I haven't liked Pandalicious for a long time.
Whoa!
She gets on my nerves.
World of Warcraft.
Yeah, she gets on my nerves. She plays World of Warcraft all the time. Talking about it over on Electric Sisterhood. ElectricSisterhood.com. Electric Sisterhood.
I ain't gonna touch this.
You're so... What happened, Derek?
Been a bad week. Pandalicious says she hit someone coming out of her driveway. It was a Spanish guy. Why did you add that part, Pandalicious? Pandalicious is racist.
And,
You're a racist, Pandalicious.
He was from Spain?
Did you get her in to play World of Warcraft? Like, oh, fuck, I hit this guy. You want to play World of Warcraft?
Pandalicious says, Derek, I would call in if you weren't drinking Pandalicious Haterade. Call in. Go on and call in. I like you, Panda.
I hate her. Don't call
him. I didn't say that.
Don't call him.
Call in. I don't hate you.
Go you said you don't like her. You're mean.
Go on and call in.
I like Panda.
Go ahead and call in.
You're the catty one now.
I'm asking her to call in. I'm being the, I don't know how to be, how can I say this any other way? Please call in Pandalicious from Electric Sisterhood.
Maybe she's chicken.
No, she called an AGI.
That's a different, that's a different stage. This is DPL. This is big time.
Hello, Pandalicious.
Hi. I got cut off. Did you cut me off?
Yeah, because you still had a show on in the background, so it's echoing.
Oh, sorry.
She did it on purpose. Curtis, do you think she's doing that on purpose?
Yes, I think.
Me too. I believe so also.
I'm not on it. I'm on a show, Mom.
Ooh. A mom.
Yeah, my Could mom. Put you- in the background.
That's the wrong thing
right
to say
now.
On this show.
You want to say hi?
Yeah. Oh, yes, please. Can your mom come on and say hi?
Hi,
they want you to come and say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Dash mom, everybody.
Hello, Pandalicious's mom. Well,
hello.
I'm just saying hi for a bit. Okay. And then we'll do it. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Does she have the headset on now?
No, she just walked in because I have to go drywall my wall in my bedroom.
Whoa, you got done yet? You got a drywall? What the hell?
Yeah, I've got to do sheetrock on my wall because it's like a mess.
are you gonna set up a new sink and stuff too? Or are you gonna do some plumbing while you're in there?
No, just one wall, and I'm gonna repaint it tomorrow. I'm very busy.
Hook up a
lathe. So why don't you like me, Derek? I don't think I've done anything to you to deserve like some hater-aid.
Haterade.
You hate on me so bad, and I don't know why.
I will give you one reason, and this is the reason.
Okay.
Electric Sisterhood. That's why.
Why?
What time does your show come on?
9 o'clock Eastern Standard. I think 6 Pacific.
I thought it was 8:30. Hold on. I was told it was 8:30. It's not 8:30?
It might be. It depends on your time zone.
Wait a minute. Somebody told me that I had to be off the air at 8:30 on Monday because the Electric Sisterhood was starting.
No, we don't come on until 9.
Wait. What?
So you have no real reason to hate me.
So this whole time, I've held a grudge against Electric Sisterhood for forcing me to get off the air early.
And it's not even us.
There's a conspiracy afoot. They're trying to pit us against each other.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. What?
All right, I got to cut that off because it keeps kicking.
What's going on? Where's everybody at? What's happening? What's happening?
No.
Panelists, please tell us about yourself. Nobody on DPL has heard you before.
Well, I'm the younger sister of the sisters that are on the show. 24. I'm the anime. I'm kind of anime gaming, I guess. I'm the big dork. Like, I'm the ditzy dork on my show. And I can admit that.
Is it true that you play RPGs?
I play RPGs, MMOs, and console games, yeah.
Is it true that RPGs suck?
No. Well, not the ones I play, I don't think.
99%.
No, Ninja hates RPGs. So if you hate RPGs, she's the one you want to talk to.
99% of RPGs suck. That is a fact. That is not an opinion.
I'm a big RPG fan.
I hung up on Curtis. How dare he?
So now you have no real reason to hate us because it's not us that you have to get off the air for?
I know why I don't hate you. I know why I have a grudge against you.
Okay, then what is it?
How many shows have you been on in the All Games Radio Network in the last 3 weeks?
Three. One a week.
Oh,
I was supposed to be on Ultimate Quest, but it didn't record, so... So, it would have been four.
So four shows, but the flagship show, the soon-to-be flagship show, Dead Pixel Live, just happened to get skipped. We were overlooked.
I got invited to go to the other shows. If you had sent me an email or a form email asking me, I would have gladly
We don't deal in emails and paper and writing stuff down in facts here. No facts allowed.
That's at the beginning of every show. He tells everyone to call in.
Yeah.
We'll see. Well, then, you know what? I'm just going to have to, like, come on your show for weeks now to, like, make up. Because, like, those were, like, scheduled. Like, Ninja just called me. She's like, you're supposed to be on AGI in an hour. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, that was last minute, that one.
So we need to see if you can pencil us in. Is that what's going on?
No, I'm completely free. I'm here, like, every day, as you know, pretty much. But, yeah, so, like, it's not like I was like, oh, I don't want to go on Dead Pixel Live. I'm like, I actually kind of like your show, which is why I listen to it, and I take the harassment.
Kind of.
Dead Pixel Live, July 30th, 2008.
Hey, it's Bandalicious.
For the Horde?
Copy. from Electric Sisterhood, moonlighting over here on the revolution that is Dead Pixel Live.
Yep, I'm here, so if you send me this thread, I will read the news for you.
There you go, look
hey.
At
that. Hey.
Hey. Hi.
Shut up, Pinky.
Raven, I've been here for the revolution.
Good.
Raven.
Where did this this line go? Is it in the chat?
Well, no, I put it in your Skype chat.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh my god. Where's Lucy when you need her? I wish Lucy was here.
Sorry, I'm not Lucy.
I'm just saying. Some people were prepared doing this. Electric Sisterhood.
I don't prepare for Electric Sisterhood. I totally fake that. I fake
really?
It till I make
I haven't,
it.
No. Really? I haven't noticed.
If you guys want to sign up for the Resistance 2 beta, go to getawarjob.com. What?
Yeah, see? It's not even like a real thing.
I would not sign up for this in fear of that is actually going to put me in a real military.
Or war job.
Like a,
I know. That'd be the best way to get you guys to draft now is to make it look like a video game. Here, yeah. Sign up for this.
Yeah, well, did you stop? Did you go
automatically into the draft anyway? So
what was the name of the place you went to, son? Getawarjob.com. Well, what did you think was going to happen? I thought I was going to play a video game.
I'm looking at the link right now. All it's got is a typewriter, and once you put your information in, this is kind of
that's tricky.
You know what? It doesn't say anything about resistance here.
No. It just says sign up for something.
Yeah. So if somebody goes to getawarjob.com and you don't get sent to Iraq, please don't let us know. But I think you're going to get sent to Iraq.
They don't even call it email. They call it netmail.
Not
the
really.
Size really
that's
matter.
About it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it does?
Damn, you do.
Yes, it does. Mm. And girls who tell you that don't know what they're missing or they're dealing with small things and they don't want to say anything mean.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I'll tell you the truth. Because we all knew about it, like way before E3 even hit, we already knew what they were going to talk about.
Yeah, but exactly.
Yeah, but knowing is different from being there. You have to actually be in because E3 is more than just the big announcements. There's a whole hall, everything in the Enkante Hall was like stuff that nobody ever would have heard of ever. That's where Crysis was first shown too, I believe, in Enkante Hall. You guys know that. Yeah. But like over in Enkante Hall, there's like a couple hundred super small developers. There's one developer that we got a thing for. All he was selling was a program that made trees. That was it. I was like, does it do anything else? No, it just makes trees.
Wait, were they different kind of trees, like birch trees?
Yeah,
evergreen trees.
This was a tree making motherfucker. This thing, it was.
Well, at least they give you a variety of trees.
Wait, you're black?
Who?
And delicious.
Yes, I'm black. Yes.
Holy shit!
You didn't know?
You couldn't tell from her voice?
No.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? Really? Did you really didn't know?
Raven's mind is blown.
Wow, that's kind of special, Raven.
All this time I thought you was this white chick. Holy shit. Fuck me.
Have you like seen a picture or did someone just say, you know, she's black, by the way? Like,
no.
You just told you actually see it.
No, I didn't see no picture. How would I know?
Well, there's a picture of me on the forums. Go look at it.
I don't go to forums.
Well, I don't know how to tell you how to see me, but yes, I'm black and Portuguese. So there.
Blah, blah, blah. Ain't no blah. And Portuguese.
I am.
Gaming news is over.
Yep. That's it.
Yay.
Sorry I butchered it, but I don't tend to read news.
Hey. You were good.
I try.
No. You were good.
Okay.
No.
You're only saying that because now you're like, fuck, she's black. And I totally didn't know she was black. I gotta say something nice. You done read that good news there, Panda. Good job.
No, I just didn't believe.
What, you didn't believe I was black? Why would I lie about something like
there
that?
There are a lot of eight black girls out there, Raven.
Come on,
well,
Raven.
There's a No. Usually the ones the people down here are very ghetto and you speak very fluent English.
Oh my God.
Raven. I hate you so much.
What did you say, Raven?
Where is the people down here? Where are you hailing from?
Atlantic City.
So Raven, you didn't
New
believe
Jersey? Jersey?
Yeah.
Raven, you're exactly. saying you didn't believe she was black because she was able to pronounce her words correctly.
She sounds smart, so she must be white.
Oh my God, Raven.
Wow.
You are so
I see, and that's why I purposely try to sound smart so that people will break down that stereotype that, you know, black people don't speak good.
Oh my God, Raven. Hey Raven, you're black too, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's horrible. But yes, I am black. Though apparently on AGI yesterday, I'm not that black because color shows up on my tattoos.
What tattoos do you have?
I have a, I know this is going to sound very girly, but I have a monarch butterfly on my back. No, there's actually a really good touching story to it. My dad died about a year and a half ago.
Do you dress up as Dr. Girlfriend?
No. I want to, but I'd be a black version. But I saw butterflies for like a year after he died, so I put it on my back, and the white dots on the wing, when you're up close, it actually spells out his name and the day that he died.
Wow, that's all deep and stuff.
That's deep.
Yeah, it is.
Tattoo ink?
There is white, and that hurt the most. The white dots hurt the most, to be honest. But they were talking about Vaughn's tattoos and how like there's no color to them anymore, and he said it was because they were black. And when I said I'm black and I have color, they're like, well, you're not that black, Panda. And I'm like, fuck you.
Now all black people have to look like Wesley Snipes. What the fuck?
Midnight.
And YouTube videos are hard to get audio on the browser. But yeah, there are sound issues, and it takes quite a bit of tinkering with.
Is Panda Lucia getting yelled at by her mom?
No, I'm not. My housemate's being yelled at by my mom.
Yeah, sure there is. Are they fighting?
How old is she? How old is she?
My mom? Or me?
Either one.
He likes them younger.
I'm 24. So
she have all her teeth?
Yes.
She got good hair?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up there. Me and Derek are coming over.
Do you even know where I am?
We can make an Oreo.
I'll find you.
We can make a reverse Oreo.
L.A. You're in L.A.
No, I'm not. Do I sound like I'm from L.A.?
Yeah, totally.
What do you think I am, too? Do you think I'm white or do you think I'm black?
Wait a minute.
Maybe I'm Latina.
Wait a minute. If you actually can't tell if she's white or black, really? Because for Ron, all girls are pink on the inside.
That's right.
That's the only color that matters.
I'm glad
to
you
Ron.
Said it. I was going to.
I see he's pink on the inside.
Pandalicious, what would you like to plug before we go?
I've got nothing to plug, so you can just let me go.
No.
Oh, you're not going to plug Electric Sisterhood?
Yeah.
No. What? I did it the last time. I'm all set. I'm good to go. Thanks for letting me come on the show today, though.
Thank you. You did an excellent job reading the news.
Yes, you have. Please come back and read more news. That is not RPGs.
Loserly has to read the news.
It's Loserly's job. I'm just filling in.
Yeah, this is just.
I might come back to say hi and stuff, but I'm not going to take her spot like that. Loserly's cool.
Yeah, Loserly's great. Are you going to PAX, Spanalicious?
No, but Ninja Sister is.
Oh, you two don't get along? Is that where you're not going?
No, I'm still in school.
Do you live together?
No, she lives with her husband.
Whoa, she's married.
Home. Yeah, Ninja's married.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know what? It only makes the fantasy better.
Oh, great.
I've hung up on Panelicious.
Super Happy Fun Time Show. August 7th, 2008.
So, yes, I'm actually looking forward to the next Diablo 3 that's coming out. Everyone in my guild this morning was just, you know, ranting and raving about it. So.
Aren't we all? That's going to drag a lot of people away from WoW, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm actually planning on taking a hiatus.
Yeah, people just want to walk away from WoW and just play Diablo 3 for 3 or 4 weeks.
Excuse me. What's going on here?
Hi.
2 weeks ago, he turned me into a 6-month-old child. Last week he calls me trained monkey. And, now that I've apparently been replaced. What? Crop, would you like to explain this? What's going on?
Well, you were late because you were playing something.
So I was playing Civilization Revolution.
Yes,
and you
were.
Shouldn't interrupt me from trying to conquer the world.
So I had to, you know, get a sub in. And here it is. This is Pandalicious from Electric Sisterhood.
Hi.
You know,
comfy chair, by the way.
Oh, gosh. I come in late and I lose my chair even. Oh, I'm in the
to a girl.
Well, to a girl. Wanting to be rude and quick panda from her seat.
I know, I'll
you.
Just pick up the fold-out chair.
Yeah, just use the rickety fold-out chair. Don't lean on the left arm. Don't.
We have the super happy fun time towers, but we only have 2 comfy chairs, and I get a junk thing that's going to give me splinters.
That's right.
Yeah,
do you want me to move? I can totally move.
No, stay there. Stay there. I blame Prop for everything. Oh, and I tried to get a multiplayer game going with Darkheart and Bronco, but somebody interrupted me and told me I had to do this silly little show. Just saying.
I, you know, told him. Here we are. We've been through this.
I don't think this show's very silly at all. I love this show. If you don't want to do this show, I'll totally jump from this show to Esh, like, every week.
Thank you. There you go. Well, anyway, over to you, Panda, I think. Why not?
Well, what have I been playing this week? Between my morning raids with WoW, yes, I finally have the freedom to talk about it, because Ninja's not going to come over and, like, beat my, you know, rear.
Well done.
or like berate me with horrible insults about my childhood.
She was there.
Sadly. Her being the older sister, that totally puts her here before me. And made an old reference. I've been bouncing between WoW and Lost Odyssey for the Xbox 360. Someone up in All Games brought it to my attention, and I have loved it ever since. It is a slow, torturous kind of relationship. You know, I feel like the end
like
is coming.
It's like an abusive relationship.
It is. It is. First you're like, oh, this is so beautiful. I'm happy. And then, what the hell? Like, why? You know, like, I would, you know, say my raid didn't go very well, and then I would go into Lost Odyssey feeling like, you know, very depressed. And then I'd read a dream and be like, I feel so much better now. My life is not nearly as bad as this poor guy. And, you know, like, the game is 4 discs long. I mean, if you don't have the game and you open it, half the discs fall out when you open it. Really bad choice in, you know, packaging.
Yeah, that was a shame. Big complaint when it came out. A lot of people were complaining about it. They were getting
I was warned about that. I was warned about that. And when I opened it, I was just kind of like, Oh my God, what a giant mess. I'm like, that makes me not want to play it. If this is a mess right now, it's going to be a mess when I put it in my Xbox. Mm. You know, and it totally was. It hurt my emotions really bad, and I have to go back to therapy in a week. And Paxil. But
you're onto the third disc, I understand.
I'm like right at the end of the second disc. Oh, all my characters are like level 35, 37. And I'm just like, okay, almost. Almost, and like still that pivotal point in the story where you're like, oh, that's what I really have to do. Hasn't happened yet. So I'm kind of hoping that it won't be one of those really long, drawn out things. And then like in the last 10 minutes of the fourth disc, they'd be like, by the way, here's your climax, the end. like, I'm worried that it's going to be way too prolonged and I'm not going to make it. You know, like, 'cause my wrists keep looking really good. Like every few bosses. And, but I mean, I'm enjoying it. Like, I'm really surprised that I enjoy getting myself depressed. Like, it's to the point where I'm not even reading the dreams anymore because I don't think there's one happy dream in this whole game. And like, it makes me worry that when I go to sleep, I'm going to have horrible, depressing dreams and wake up sad.
Shocking.
You're going to finish the game and wake up the next day emo.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm pretty close. I have thick rimmed glasses and I have a live journal already.
Oh,
I'm
that's
pretty
it.
Close.
And that's the only thing I understand you, right? The only thing you can relate to is your live journal.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually, yeah. I don't have a very happy life.
Friend. Sorry.
It is my best friend.
Oh, live journal. What are we going to do today?
Well, I write stories on my live journal. I don't even talk about my life. It's that depressing.
You don't start off with mood apathetic, do you?
Oh my god, no. No.
Sorry, I'm quoting for that fabulous song. I love that song.
I have that on my iPod. Yeah. It's the most played song on my iPod. Anyways, so that's what I've been playing. I mean, I've been playing Rock Band a little bit, only because, you know, a couple of my real life friends, because I do have some, finally got Xboxes, and they're like, we're going to get Rock Band. And I'm like, well, you guys are going to suck, but I'll play with you because you're my friends. And they did, and I rock, and it made me feel better about myself.
Sorry,
and
did you mention Rock Band?
Yes, I did.
Oh, dear.
I've gone back.
No, that's Rock Band. Yeah, that game costs $360 over here. So we. Don't
oh, my God. That's horrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We don't.
I'm sorry.
There's a pogrom on all mentions of Rock Band, together.
I was playing a game that there are bands and there sometimes are instruments.
All right. Okay, that's good. Nice and cryptic. Don't actually mention the words together. If you notice, in all our news segment, there's news come out about Rock Band, but we don't talk about it. I mean, they've just mentioned that Rock Band 2 is coming out, and it's not even out in Australia yet. You know, think of them.
Yeah, well, they've announced Rock Band 2, and it just came out on the Wii as well.
I know.
Thanks for buying this, by the way. The new one's coming out in 2 months. Have fun.
I know. So, I wonder how long it'll be before RB2 comes out for the Wii.
On to myself. I'm assuming
now that we're on to crop, I'm going to interrupt him.
I'm totally done.
Portal was a great example of making a really good short game.
I liked Portal. I didn't like having to kill my cube, but I liked Portal.
Yeah, everyone's banging on about that. When they said, oh, I couldn't kill
the
cube. I did it instantly. There you go.
Oh, no, not true. My sister, Ninja, did not have a problem. She's like, oh, what a big opening. I guess I should put this in here. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's her.
I do like the plushie. I was very tempted to get one of those, but I decided I've got too much tattered as it is.
Oh, so. why get the plushie? Go to a convention. You can see people who, like, construct massive, huge boxes
Make
that they
their
sit
own, yeah.
in.
That's a cosplay from hell, that is. Let's move on.
Oh, my God. I think three people were, like, in that suit that I saw at last year's AB.
What
I was like,
they doing?
They were, like, picking it up and, like, walking around, and, like, you could, like, the lights, the hearts on the sides, like, lit up. Like, I was like, that is crazy.
Well, that's one adjective I could use. There's others. none of it broadcastable.
Now, why do I keep coming back every week? Interrupt a perfectly good game of Civilization Revolution so I could come in here and let him call me a trained monkey again. Boy, are you going to pay for it at PAX.
Hey, at least he's giving you the monkey thing. At least he didn't go like Pavlov's dogs and like throw some like psych at you.
Well, he did that at the beginning of last week's show.
I did.
Oh, really?
I did, yeah. I did the Pavlov's cat thing.
Yep.
Got it.
So, is there any openings on Electric Sisterhood?
Actually, you know, we are looking to find some more testosterone.
Crop, you can find a new co-host, jerky.
Every week he threatens us. It never comes to fruition, does it? Keep running, keep coming back, don't you?
That's because
no one wants him on their shows.
It's also because I'm too lazy to do anything different. Demo for Two Human. Can't wait. I still have faith in my man Dennis Dyack to pull off a good game, even though there's been all the NeoGAF stuff going on.
Do you know about that, Panda, the NeoGAF thing? Did you read about it?
Not that, but I've heard a lot of stuff about Two Human. My sister's kind of waiting for it herself, so she talks about it, and I just go blank.
Well, it's Diablo-like.
It's basically, it's basically 3D Diablo type stuff.
Ooh, then I might actually be far more interested in it than when she talks about it.
It's a demo, ergo free.
Ooh, free.
Yeah, free.
Yes.
Every college student's dream, free.
Yeah.
What do you think of mobile phone gaming? Is it viable, or should we just cease and desist?
I'm not a big fan of it, to be honest with you. I mean, like, you know, I don't have an iPhone, but Eshmom does, and she ignores it. And, you know, she's planning on getting the new one that dropped, you know, yesterday. Yeah. You know, and she's like, they're talking about games, but I barely answer it. Why would I want to, you know, there'd be games on it? And I answer it much more often than she does. But, you know, I don't like the idea of games being put on phones, because, you know, then you get a lot of the games that us as gamers are looking forward to on consoles that are only going to be released on this phone, and this phone.
Isn't it? Square Enix is launching it.
Yeah. It's like Final Fantasy 13, and the one that you want to play is the one they're putting on the phone.
Yep. It's just another way to fragment the community, you know?
Yeah. So I'm not a big fan of it. I really wish they'd stop. Put Tetris, Bejeweled, like simple games like that on a phone, so be it. So if I'm on a bus or a train or something for 40-odd minutes, I've got something to do. Otherwise, I don't want to play GTA 4 on, you know, sadly, I have a Razer, a T-Mobile Razer, and it's crap. And I wouldn't want to stare at it for 40 minutes, much less several hours, to beat
you
a game.
People on the phone, I'm trying doing that, though. It's quite odd.
Yeah.
PSP or something, you know. But anyway, it's quite... Although, yeah, I do see more PSPs, actually. I never really see DSs. Only PSPs on my commute.
I have neither.
I've noticed that you don't really name the other games podcasts that you listen to, but refer to them obtusely instead. I'll be interested in knowing which podcast games professionals, in inverted commas, like yourselves listen to. Yes, thank you for the inverted commas. I'm Smogcast and 1UP, primarily.
For me, it's, 1UP Yours, Modcast, GFW, Electric Sisterhood Now, which I, you know, thanks to the letter. I've been listening since we got the letter bringing it up. So
good. So you know a little bit about me now.
Yeah.
So I'm not just some random person to
you. It's not just that. I've personally been listening since we got that letter. So
what do you listen to other than that?
Pretty much Joystick, Destructoid. Since I'm not the strong gamer in our trio, you know, like I get a lot of my gaming news or all my stuff from Ninja, and then it, you know, I go there and double check it. Not that I don't trust her or anything like that.
The interaction with people has given me better podcasts to listen to, like Electric Sisterhood, which
thank you.
I mentioned has been a suggestion from somebody writing in, and it actually came at a good time because I had just unsubscribed from another podcast that I used to listen to, and they hit the reset button. Yes, didn't like what they did with it after they reset the show.
Oh dear. Oh well, I'm totally glad to hear that people like us, because, you know, like we have like an actual site, but for some strange reason only like 6 people ever comment to anything that we actually write, but we have so many people who listen. So I was like, it doesn't sound like we have any fans anywhere. And then I was told, you know, by Ninja, it's like, yeah, one of your fans went and talked to the Super Heavy Fun Time Show people. They want you on their show. And I was like, oh, yay. I was so excited. So.
Well, you know what? Ninja is more than happy to, is more than welcome to come on our show as well at some point, because from the sound of it, she and I have a lot of the same opinions because she seems
to she's very opinionated.
She seems to share my hatred for World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Plus in my
yes.
And she's a big racing game fan, although she won't touch a racing game unless she's on a steering wheel. Which
yes.
Yeah, I know. And I actually have, we got one for, because my Esh mom, Esh mom, you know, she's slowly getting into games now, into her prime. And she's like, I can't do racing games unless I have a steering wheel. I wasn't even with her, and she bought, like, the Xbox steering wheel. And she bought, like, all these games. And she goes through, and she's like, I can't play a single one of these. So now there's a steering wheel in my back, like, my back closet that I don't use because I don't play a lot of racing games. Or at least the ones that I do, I play with a controller. I don't play with a wheel. So I thought that was really funny when you're talking about wheels that you don't use.
Well, not unlike the one that sits right behind me in this box.
Ultimate Quest, August 12th, 2008.
I feel that they're stuck in a rut and nobody's willing to try something different enough to where it might re-bolster the genre. Do you guys see the same thing happening, or do you see someone that's sort of still carrying a candle, maybe a sconce behind it to say, I'm still here?
For the RPG in industry, I'd probably say right now that Lost Odyssey is the only one that really rings to mind, only because, yeah, there's some grinding involved, but the story is just too involved that you really don't pay attention to the fact that you randomly, you know, come across monsters, and, you know, it's really just that inclusive that you really don't feel the grind, so it doesn't feel tedious, really, because you're just that depressed, maybe.
Then you look at WoW. You know, I do spend a lot of time hurling abuse at WoW because of the time sink it became for me, but I can't deny that it's an excellent, excellent game. And look at the amount of user input into that game. Let's see. None.
Yeah, none. No, we just kind of go with the flow. There's no real thought to it, really.
No, you hand it to on a plate by Blizzard, who playtest it and playtest it and playtest it and playtest it until they're sick to death of it, but they still do it. And, you know, that does make me chuckle when you see other MMO developers and they whine and moan. And I just turn around to them and I just spin around and say, look, you're not Blizzard. I can certainly point to Funcom on that. The reason Age of Conan is people leaving it in droves, you are not Blizzard. And I'm not being this Blizzard fanboy, and it's actually me not.
I know, it kind of sounds like you kind of are.
Well, I know it sounds like it, but it's to say you just don't get it. And I don't think, personally, I don't think I'll ever challenge the usual suspects, which is, you know, EVE Online, Warcraft. I was about to say Warhammer there. Shouldn't talk about that. still
not out yet.
And still closed. I'm still in the beta, and I know Panda has issues with Warhammer because of an associate friend. Somebody she knows or encounters.
No, he's a friend of mine, just not when he's talking about Warhammer. He's like, I don't know that guy.
Dead Pixel Live, September 8th, 2008.
Incoming, possible. Hello, Pandalicious.
Hello.
What's up?
Not too much.
What are you wearing today?
clothes.
I said the lady.
That was not even 5 seconds.
What? I thought we were doing a what's everybody wearing thing. I'm wearing like a jeans and a t-shirt. I was asking, like, what?
I got shorts on.
Yeah, Pandalicious. We're just t-shirt. Excuse me for what including Pandalicious in the conversation.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me for treating her like a member of the show.
Like a human being.
Yeah. Oh, I was supposed to.
Damn it, I'm just mad.
Panavision, you're not worthy. According to Alphabox, you're not worthy to be part of the conversation.
I'm just mad that you were making fun of my sombrero. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So, Panavision,
what are you wearing?
Yeah, what are you wearing right now, Panavision?
I'm wearing a light green shirt with some gold, like, leafings on it with some black gaucho pants and ace bandage on my right ankle.
Ooh, how'd you?
I sprained my ankle.
What were you doing spraining your ankle?
What you rocking under that? Going commando today?
I felt, no. Oh,
fucking Lacey.
That's a valid question. What are you rocking under that?
What everybody else rocks under there. What are you guys rocking today? I don't know what you guys are rocking.
So you're not wearing a bra of any sort then? Because I know I'm not.
Well, no, I'm not, yeah, but that's I'm home.
Yeah, so that's so like when girls are home, they just say, you know what? Little suckers hang free.
It's the first thing I take off when I come home from a hard day of school or work or
do you do the thing where you can take it off without taking your shirt off? Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that. I can snap it off, yeah.
How does that work on cam?
How does that work?
No, I'm not going to do that on camera.
How does that work though? Like, does one arm have to come inside the shirt and then go back out or something?
Yeah, all the way out. I mean, it works a lot better if like the back of the bra only has like two or three clasps on it. Mm-hmm. If it's got like more than three, then it's a little harder to do with one hand.
And if it's like if you wear like a large C or even a small D, it's not going to be to pop out the side of your arm.
So I got to maneuver it a little bit, but I can do it.
Mm. So what you're saying is that you're a large C or a small D?
Yes, I guess. I don't care. They're boobs. But anyway, I was asked to read some news.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was getting... Best I had a mental... Show. I was working on a mental picture there. But, okay. who's beating up... Who's getting beat up in the background, Panda?
Oh, my mom and my housemate are in the living room watching TV.
Your housemate? Ooh.
Yeah. I call him the housemate.
Oh, him.
Yeah, but he's not my boyfriend. No worries there. Let me read the news.
So you're saying you don't have a boyfriend?
I didn't say I didn't have a boyfriend. I'm just saying he's not my boyfriend.
But do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Wow. you two never got drunk while staying up late to watch what's that show? True Blood that just came on last night.
No. Ooh.
And you're like, oh, what's going on? Oh, you look kind of nice over there. Oh, come on. It's just me. I'm just saying,
no,
you look really nice.
And Alphabox can attest that he's actually kind of whiny because I was playing Castle Crashers with him and the housemate just wouldn't leave me alone night.
Whoa. You can play Castle Crashers two people now? What's going on?
I can play with four. I'm lucky. Yeah.
That is kind of a whiny bitch.
Is
that why you're not giving him none?
He's gay.
Now he is.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, I mean, if living with a girl for...
I came here to read news.
Being denied
that
many times.
Wasn't that exactly like Raven, though?
He's gay by proxy. He can't help it.
See, I don't know what the big craze about Little Big Planet is. Like, Ninja's like... waiting for it, and I don't get it. I mean, it looks really cool, but I don't know the premise of it or anything like that.
Ninja Sister is Pandalicious sister and also the co-host of Electric Sisterhood.
For those who don't know. Yeah, but she's crazy about it. Like, she keeps sending me pictures and shows me the monsters she creates and stuff, and I'm just like, yeah, okay, so what's the point?
Is
that all you do is make monsters, or do you, like, fight against things, or...
But that surprises me, because you're into Viva Pinata, so that's kind of...
I know, but you're not making the pinatas. You know, they just happen to wander into your garden. So, yeah, I guess. So maybe I'll end up liking it and buying it myself. I don't know. EA Sports Virtual Playbook. Characters support ESPN football broadcasts.
Why? I have no idea what you just said.
I know. I'm going to repeat it because my eyes went blurry.
I hate people. Panda, why do I hate people so much?
I don't know. Maybe they were very vicious to you when you were a child and you swore vengeance on their souls. And since you don't know who they are anymore, you're just going to take it out on anyone.
The Joker killed your parents.
I was picked on as a child. That is true.
I
you were bigger than everybody. How did you get picked on?
He had a soft heart, and then it got stomped on, and then he became the Derek H. that we know now.
Yep, that's true. I used to be a nice
kid. You don't start off bigger than everybody. That's how it works.
Yep.
Sounds like a Joker story where you keep on saying how it happened to you, but it's not true.
Like, he's going to change the story every time. He's going to keep asking different people why he's the way he is, and then he'll be like, yep, that's exactly right. That's actually kind of cool. I did like that from Dark Knight.
There's a story. Why are people in this community so goddamn big?
What do you mean big?
Fat.
Big as in tall or no, big as in
fat.
Big as in gamer big.
Oh. I'm not. But yeah.
Are you?
I'm no.
Could you be?
Can we please can you please send me a picture of yourself wearing a see. How about a skirt with a halter
snap,
top? A short skirt with a halter top.
You know, I actually just bought a denim vest halter top that I wear with a black mini skirt. Actually, so
yes,
I could.
Yes, thank you very much.
It didn't happen.
Thank you very much.
God, I'm only here. I'm only being paid for news. I'm not being paid to take pictures.
Yeah,
and don't you dare send me any more money off the box.
I'll send money.
Stop.
We can
gotta get through this news first.
We can reenact the Coco's famous scene from Fame. Nobody remembers that.
Oh. So wait a second. Back. Wait, are there two girls in the room?
Hey, Loser Lee, what's going on? Hello.
Oh man.
Hello, Loser Lee. Something's wrong.
Oh, she's mad.
No, something's just wrong with her microphone.
Hello?
Yeah, see.
It was on Loser
Lee.
Hi.
Ooh, two girls. It's like a party.
But now Lucy's here and she can finish the news.
No, go ahead.
Oh, lovely.
Unless you don't want to.
Well, I mean, there's only like...
You do your job.
That's not fair. You pay me before I knew what the job was. I guess I shouldn't have taken the money.
Always know what the job is before you take the money.
Well, I didn't know there was a job attached. We were playing Viva Pinata, and he gave me 50 G's. I should have known there was, like, fine.
100,000. Nougat Slaw, whoever that is from the community, thank you for my 200 grand.
If you want to send me some, I'm more than willing to take it. And you'll get services, apparently. I shouldn't have said
Woo!
That.
Everybody is... Viva Pinata just went up 100% in the city.
I'm giving me some Viva Pinata, baby.
Oh,
gotta
my.
Tend to my crops. Get me some services.
Oh, dear. Because Ninja was like keeps stressing me. She's like, it's too bad you didn't go to PAX. She's like, because Loser Lee was adorable. I'm like, you know what? Stop rubbing it in, you horrible person. Because if I didn't have school, I would have been there.
Yeah, so. We missed you.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Well, I missed you.
Well, I'm glad so. I'm glad somebody did.
You got 50,000 chocolate coins.
Yeah, for a service, apparently. It wasn't free. Money's never free, people.
I saved you from talking to your crazy gay roommate.
Housemate.
Mm-hmm.
Housemate.
Plus, look at all the fun you're having.
I know.
I can keep my attractive women separated in my brain.
That's good to know.
You see what I did there? You see what I did there?
Yeah, you kissed ass. It's great.
Hey, sometimes kissing ass can get you out of tight situations.
You know what? I've noticed something during this news.
I think you'd like to get into more tight situations.
I've noticed something during this news broadcast. Pandalicious is a lot nicer to me than Loserly is. Zappy? Am I making that
you're
up in my brain?
You're a lot nicer to Panda than you are to me.
What are you talking
to? Oh, well, okay. I'm also drunk too, guys.
Dead Pixel Alive. September 11th, 2008.
Hey, Pandalicious.
Hey.
Hey, did you want to hang out?
Yeah, I just want to hang out. I don't want to read the news today.
You don't got to read, please. We understand reading the news, your girl, so reading the news kind of taxes your brain.
No, that's not it. I've just been reading textbooks all day. I've been at school all day. So it's the last thing I'm
Wait a minute. You've been at school. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Oh, okay.
This is my last year in college.
Okay, for a second there, I thought I might have to go to jail.
No.
I'm about to turn myself in. This is something I've wondered that's popping in my head. How is it like doing a podcast with somebody you're involved with? Is it less stressful, more stressful? How is it like? What's it all about?
Wait, what exactly are you asking?
Like you're basically working with somebody you're involved with. Like, is it like a little bit more stressful because that person, like, do you like catch yourself? And you're not. I don't want to say this, or I don't want to criticize the person or anything because you know it might be blowback or anything. Or is it easier?
I'm not involved with XenoCore because I already have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He has
okay.
spiky black hair,
okay,
and he's kind
mm-hmm.
of, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay. No problem.
So, okay. So, yeah, see.
So how's
okay.
it feel?
Let's,
easier,
let's go on
easier,
with the
harder.
News.
Easier, harder.
I'm going to say it's like in the between area.
Okay.
I'd say it's harder because I'd want to embarrass the fuck out of my boyfriend if he was ever on the air, but that's why he stays away from the air.
Hey, I agree.
You say you're getting tired
that's.
Of
I think I would
him.
Do the same thing.
So that's why he never comes on the air. He's never around when I'm recording. He refuses to come around when I'm busy. So it's kind of like not having a boyfriend.
Oh, I got you. When you're busy, I got you.
Mm-hmm. Pandalicious, will you pretend to be my ex-wife?
Wait, you have an ex-wife?
For the purpose of this call. You can be my ex-wife, please.
Are we estranged?
Yes, very much so.
Can I swear?
Yeah. Or maybe.
Thank you for calling GameStop. This is Santa.
Santa? Was that your name?
Yes.
Okay. I came in here yesterday with my son, and we bought a couple of games. Actually, I dropped about $150 worth of stuff on games. I got them. Gears of War 2, Call of Duty, and something like a controller. But his mom came and picked him up last night, and she called me on the phone. In fact, she's on the phone right now. And she's saying that I'm not allowed to give him those games, and in fact, it's illegal for me to have him play those games. Is that even closer to her, or is she just busting my balls as usual?
It's not illegal as long as one of his parents are letting him play it, but I...
And since I have custody over, like, for...
Would you like to talk to the assistant manager?
Even better.
Okay.
This is Angel. How can I help you?
Hi, my wife, my ex-wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, thank God.
Thank God.
She's on the phone. She's yelling at me, saying that it's illegal for me to give my kids the games that Gears of War and Call of Duty 4. Now she's
underage.
When she picked him up last night, it was all hunky-dory, and then she called me today saying that I'm not allowed to give him those games. Is that true or is that not true? He's allowed to play whatever games he wants to play, right? We're still in America.
Basically, it's all up to parent consent when it comes to that. The ESRB just puts those reins out there so parents know what they're picking up for their children. Basically, the way it works, well, it is illegal. It's kind of like along the same aspects of drug or alcohol and how they see it for sale purposes. So we, obviously, like if a retailer sells a game to just a kid without any parent that's rated M, then it can actually affect the employee's job, as in they could either A, be fired, written up, or however they see fit to go about it. So it is a problem when it comes to the sale purchases, but if a parent is present during the purchase and they approve of the said title, then it is fine for the sale.
See, so you're up here yelling at me for something that I'm not even doing anything wrong. I don't know what your problem is.
Oh, don't worry about this. I'm going to go back to that GameStop, and I'm going to let that freaking
I'm a parent. Until the court say differently, I'm still the parent. I'm allowed to buy him whatever I want to buy him. At least he's getting a real game.
Shooting up people in his school, then you can deal with that.
He's not shooting real people. He's shooting like monsters and stuff.
I don't want to hear it.
It's sir, can you tell me that Gears of War has monsters? He's not shooting real people in Gears of War, right? He's shooting like...
No, they're actually shooting what they call the locust. They're the creatures that came from underground. But it is a very, 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 very gore title, and it's M rating on it. It's definitely not meant for any kids under the unless the parent obviously says otherwise. So I've seen some kids play Gears of War, but the parents have taught them, you know, this is very gory, this is what I'm supposed to see, but I've seen kids look at worse. But
well,
it's
thank God, because I don't want a kid growing up to be a pansy. At least he's not get something instead of that little ballet class you try to enroll him in. So he shoots a couple of monsters. I shot monsters when I was a kid.
There's nothing wrong with the arts.
Oh, video games.
Like I said, it. When it comes to anything like that, though, it's really up to parent consent, though. But if a parent is present during the time of purchase for sale, why it's okay.
Okay.
But really, it's what the parents want to let them play.
So basically, I'm cool. You can't call the cops on me for giving my kid Call of Duty 4, okay?
Like I said, when he goes and shoots up his school, I'm going to let them know straight where to go. Because I don't want to deal with that. He's your son, when he kills people.
You know what? Thank God I have a new... I'm not going to go into this. I just let the lawyers talk. Thank you very much, sir.
Not a problem.
Thanks.
You should have kept going.
Encore!
We probably could have kept going for a while, but I started feeling bad for the guy.
I was so hoping you'd ask that guy if he thought ballet classes were pansy.
I was waiting for to dig up some dirt, like, how come you're still going to work late and all this other stuff?
Pam, you should have.
What was that girl's name? Hey. Santa?
Yeah, Santa. I was like, you sure, Santa?
How'd you even go after that? I figured that would have derailed you right there.
You should have brought her my slut girlfriend. That would have been.
Like, by the way, her underwear is still in my car, Derek.
There's nothing.
So I gotta pitch those.
There's nothing wrong with the arts. I like you. You didn't even deny taking her to ballet classes.
No, I appreciate the art, so I'm not gonna.
Panda, is Electric Sisterhood as lively as this?
When we're recording, if it's just me and Ninja, sometimes. But when Magic's there, it's really just madness.
And remember, Panda does not wear pants while she.
I can't stand her sometimes.
You want to kick? Oh, you know who you can replace it with? You replace her with Milk Chan.
You know, at the rate that she's been not showing up, we should be looking for another female co-host to come in.
It'd be nice to be around girls for a while.
Well, yeah, it's all girls. I mean, we have male writers on the site, but none of them speak. It's a girl soapbox. Vaginas only.
Awesome! I have one of those.
That's great, me too.
You guys are horrible.
Toaster says, if I put on a squeaky voice, can I co-host?
Toaster. No. Wait, will you sound like a British woman?
Oh, if you put on a British woman's voice, then yes, Toaster, of course you can.
Well, maybe Toaster's a transsexual. We don't know.
Yeah, nobody's ever seen Toaster.
See, I fought to have one of our hosts be male, but, you know, Ninja's like, I'd like for us to stay all womanly, please.
Here's the thing. If I was the only male co-host in a show called Electric Sisterhood, I would really think about leaving.
We have guests who come on. Like, Deuces Wild will come on a show every once in a while when he's got time, but pretty much it's just us girls.
Can you imagine some guy going around saying, oh, yeah, I host a podcast about video games. Really, what's the name of it? Electric Sisterhood. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to try to work my way in here one of these days.
Well, we want more people to come on the show, like, as guest hosts. So you just got to talk to Ninja about it, because I'm just talent. I really don't do any of the mechanics of the show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what's going on?
I take it your cat attacked.
Yeah, her tail hit my face and it made me drop my mic.
Oh, is that what you're calling it, Xenocore, your tail?
Should you be having your cat that close
to
your
face? No, it's
my
third leg, thank you.
What she does is she stands in front of my monitor and she rubs against my keyboard and just causes, you know, a whole lot of trouble. Yeah.
Catamonia. Catastrophes.
Oh, I haven't laughed at that word since I first heard it. Which was a long time ago.
Please continue, Zappy, before they pussyfy this entire show. Talking about cats.
Milk cats or their own cat.
I'm going to admit something here about women, just so they know. Girls do that. Girls do play guys, and I've done it before, and it's really fun, and it's hilarious. I got a few comic books and a game out of it, so uh-oh.
See, I've never done that.
Panda, don't even say you've never done that.
Says, oh. Thank you for buying that stuff for me, so I don't have to.
Yes.
We're about to you, Chino. I got this
stuff in the mail.
Wow.
I mean,
so
if
that's what happens.
If Lucy was here, Lucy would say the same thing. Lucy's
see,
done
Mel,
it.
You're gonna have to like tell me these skills because I haven't gotten anything free from any dudes.
Here.
I had to bitch at my boyfriend to give me a 1 year like gift, and then it broke.
Dead Pixel Live, September 25th, 2008.
Panda, a lot of people have been asking me about this Panda.
And
okay. First of all, we're friends, I believe. So.
Oh, I've never
met you, but I still believe that we're friends.
I think we're friends. So what's the question? I'm glad to squat on Derek's face.
What's that all about?
Well, you're going to get it on
the show. From the show.
Yeah, this is from Electric Sisterhood on Monday. You guys can go listen to it right now on electricsisterhood.com or allgames.com. Where Panda says these words.
I'm glad to squat on Derek's face.
I'm glad to squat on Derek's face.
One more time.
No, I'm glad to squat on
totally
Derek's face.
Put that out of context.
No, you know what? I actually heard the show.
No.
And that is not out of context. I actually heard the entire show.
I'm glad to squat on Derek's face.
It's not out of context.
It was funny, and I just went with it. I obviously have never squatted on your face, Derek.
No, it doesn't say you have. It said,
I'm glad to squat on Derek's face.
You'd be glad to squat on my face.
And you know what? They have offered to send her to E4All.
Make you feel, Derek.
I would like to say I would love to have my face squatted on by Pandalicious.
Oh. God.
But no, Derek, you're missing the critical point, man.
As soon as I
which
said that, that someone wouldn't cut it as a clip.
Because if it's the back end, it could get kind of messy.
Well, first of all, Pandalish is not messy back there.
No. Oh, my God, no.
No, I mean, a reference to one might be a compliment, but the other end is more of an insult. So you don't know which way she meant it.
No. You know what? No. If
you could kind of tell by my tone. If I meant it to be mean, it would have sounded far more sarcastic than that. It was funny.
I thought it sounded arousing.
It sounded erotic to me.
Wow.
It's not what you think.
That is never an insult when a girl...
I know, it's not. It's just... It sounds like Derek deserves it.
Oh, you sound a little bit
it's
jealous.
It's okay.
There.
I mean, sometimes you got to express your feelings in ways, and squatting on people's faces... It's perfectly acceptable in many societies.
There's room for
two. I think it's
only illegal in like two states.
Yeah.
So I think you guys are safe.
And not in New Jersey and California.
And service members.
You know what, Milk? There is room for two.
No, there isn't.
Your name is Milk.
I'm
so,
not
you
going
know.
To squat on Derek's face.
Wait.
No, the Milk jokes.
No, you said that you'll be glad to. That's not the problem. You said you'd
I'm
be
not
glad
going to.
Can the courts talk?
But you'd be glad to.
Put that back, please.
Not that you don't want to. You said you'll be glad to squat on his face, so whatever.
Oh, God. I even forgot I said it. I'm glad to squat on Derek's face.
How can you ever forget that?
I gave you the clip. Where did you get it from?
Alphabox
did you, like,
made
cut it yourself?
No, Alphabox made it for me. Thank you, Alphabox.
What? I did not.
Oh, wow, Alpha. I thought we were friends.
We are friends. I just didn't know if Derek heard this.
Wait.
Had to hear it.
Did she offer this to you, Alphabox?
I'm glad to squat on Derek's face.
Did she say Alphabox?
I don't hear Alphabox on there.
Yeah.
You know,
hey,
you
I've been openly hitting on her on the show, and she hadn't said nothing to me, so I don't know, man.
Yeah, because everybody knows
you. Never hit on me on my shows, you know.
You're Derek.
Oh, you're not
you hit on her
on
sister. You hit on her sister.
I know.
Now look what's happening.
What about you, Pandalicious? What are you wearing?
Black and white checkered tie with a blue denim vest and black pants.
What?
You really are wearing a tie?
What the fuck?
I thought you were just bullshit about the tie.
No.
Why are you wearing
it? Like a bow tie or like
she's cosplaying as King from Art of Fighting and she's going to go whip some ass.
Yeah, you're wearing a tie and a vest? What the fuck?
Yeah, just for fun.
I mean,
I wear the vest when I go into the dark room so I can have my iPod on me when I'm like developing over chemicals because I killed my original iPod with Fixer like a week ago. So it's the vest I wear when I go to the dark room. I just haven't taken it off.
Oh, yet. You're wearing only a tie and a vest.
But what's the tie for?
I just it's for fun, Alpha. Okay. I like
I just
ties.
I don't see what's so fun about it.
It sounds stylish.
It doesn't sound
like
stylish.
Like black and white checkered tie, like ska kid. That's really cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like it.
But, no, it sounds
but it doesn't have like Santa Claus or
no,
Snoopy on it.
There's no lights. I don't do lights on my ties.
I really don't like ties like that.
What happened to tank top and tight leather skirt? Whatever happened to that?
That's
I have
what you
pants,
want.
I don't have leather skirt.
Is that what your dream girl is going to wear, Derek?
Tank top and a tight leather skirt. And then she bends over. You can just see everything.
Well,
hello.
Well, Lego shirt and jeans will work. But
and then Raven goes, oh, hi, Dallas. And
I wish Pandalicious would talk to us about how she feels about things.
Well, Pandalicious is still here. She doesn't talk anymore.
Why not? I stopped talking because I was listening.
Don't you dislike Brendan Fraser?
Yes,
and Adam Sandler?
I lost all respect for him for The Mummy and to the center of the journey of the earth. I didn't even bother looking at that.
Take that back. The first Mummy was good. The second
it was
the
first Mummy was good. Second Mummy and the third Mummy, what? You know, and then Journey to the Center of the Earth. It's like, okay, it's like you can stop now. Your run's over.
Well, the guy's got to eat too.
Yes, yeah, so that's what part-time jobs are for.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, you're not a white girl, Milk. Just like Pandalicious isn't a black girl.
I am too.
You speak so well.
That was
that
terrible.
Still burns my biscuits, believe it or not. That still really upsets me.
You have such proper diction.
Because she's a lawyer in training, that's why.
Hey, yeah, but apparently black women can't be lawyers and we can't speak intelligent. We're all white women as soon as we learn how to speak properly.
How do you do it, Milk? How do you keep two of them on the line like that?
I'll just guess and say baking skills.
See, I bake pies.
Oh, yeah, we heard enough of your pie, Pandalicious. You got me in trouble, too.
I'm going to put a picture of on the forums tonight. I finally took one that looks good.
Ooh, everybody, if you want to see a picture of Pandalicious's pie,
it's going to be on the forums.
I'd like to go on another podcast sometime soon.
Which podcast would you like to go on?
The one with the girls on it.
Electric Sisterhood.
Yes.
I know, there's several girls. It's like, oh, us. Sure, okay. I'll talk to you about that. We'll make that happen.
Just, it'd be nice just to be around girls for a while. Because
oh, yeah, it's all girls.
Boys are icky.
They have cooties.
I know.
Yeah, they're all sticky and sweaty.
You would know.
Xenocore. I've hung up on Milk.
Oh, so it's just us, Derek.
Hey, baby, what's going on? I've been trying to be nicer, but every time I try to be nice, it comes off as being creepy.
I don't think you're being creepy.
I don't know.
You've been very nice.
I try. I do my best.
I guess that's why the comment was made on Ash. You've been being really nice.
Yay.
God.
What?
I knew you would get that link, that audio very soon. I just didn't think AlphaBox would give it to you.
Everybody should go and first listen to the entire show. And if you just want to listen to one part of it.
I'm glad to squat on Derek's face.
If you just want to listen to one part of it, that's the part you want to get to. It's right in the beginning, too. It's not like she had to be pulled out like within the first like 15 minutes.
I'm glad to squat on Derek's face.
It wasn't funny.
Okay. That's cool.
In the context that I said it, it's funny. I don't mean it. I don't.
Yes, you do. I mean it when I say it.
Of course you do, Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give my plug now?
Sure, we'll try to plug.
Well, obviously, Electric Sisterhood. ElectricSisterhood.com. Monday nights, 9 p.m. Pacific Standing Time. Here on the All Games Network. We're girls, games, geekdom, and greatness.
Yay.
Come check us out.
Yay. Everybody send email to info@deadpixalive.com. Other than that, show's over.
Show's over.
Oh, wait, no, I messed up. I had the sound down. I always try to go. I always have it ready to go, but then the sound's down when I do it. Okay.
Oh.
I'll do it again. You want to do it for me?
No, it's your show. You do it.
No, please, you do it. Please, after you. Ladies first.
Show's over. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed my adventures in pod crashing this past summer. And probably continuously throughout the next few months, I'll probably be hanging out on such places as, you know, Dead Pixel Live or The Dojo, which isn't part of the All Games Network, but you might already know a little bit about them, so you might want to go check out that show, because that was actually really fun, too. But outside of that, got to get back to our original business. Please keep hitting us up on our website, which is electricsisterhood.com, or the shorter address, which is esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The shorter address will bounce you to the long one. You can read our posts. You can comment on them. You can use the hit us up link if you have a question that you want to direct to either me or anyone else on our writing staff. You know, or you just want to tell us what you think, whether that is yay or nay or maybe. And don't forget our good friends over at allgames.com. It would be kind of silly for you to not give them props after what you've been listening to. You can listen to our new shows there every Monday night at about 9-ish, sometimes 9:30 East Coast Standard Time, or 6:30 Pacific Standard Time. In addition to that, you can also listen to all the other great All Games affiliated podcasts. You can even go to the chat. I'm usually in there talking it up and trying not to put my foot in my mouth. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this little clip show, and please don't rub certain things in my face anymore. They make me sad. Bye!